The new year has been ushered in with monsoonal rainfall and peaking floodwaters across North Queensland. Premier David Crisafulli visited Cloncurry in the state's northwest yesterday, one of the region's worst hit areas. He assessed the damage and criticised key information not being available.
I don't want to mince words on this, but information in these situations, it's life and death for people living in remote communities. They need access to information like river heights, like flood gauges, and like proper radars. And when it's not there, it means that they have to second guess the way they respond. It's really vital that that information and that those systems be upgraded. And that's why it's important that Canberra also play their part in being able to properly fund and resource those facilities.
Queensland Premier David Crisafulli. As the heaviest rainfall starts to ease, graziers have taken to choppers to assess the damage. Robert Curley is the owner of Gypsy Plains Bramstad, a cattle breeding property north of Cloncurry. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Morning, Barbara. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you going? How are things looking this morning?
Well, it's still a bit damp, Barbara. There's a bit of mildew starting to grow on the walls and everywhere it's still a bit of moisture around. The water's gone around the houses here, but it's mud, of course.
And it was pretty bad. I think I saw a video that maybe your wife took. How much water did you have around the house?
Well, it was up to the floorboard, Barbara. On the houses here around, and only luckily it was just right. It didn't get into the houses, but it was, you know, it would have been centimetres away.
And you've had a look by air from at your property. What's your assessment?
Well, I got a helicopter yesterday. We had a fly around. It wouldn't want to rain again, Barbara. Everything's okay at this stage. A fair bit of fencing and stuff down, which is normal anyway in this sort of water. But as far as the cattle wise goes, they're on safe ground at this stage. We didn't see any casualties. But mate, if it rains again, we will be in trouble.
That must have been a relief. I imagine you feared it would be worse.
It was because we had a big one here in 2019, Barbara, and lost a lot of cattle. And really there's nothing you can do. Everyone says, you've got to put them on high ground. Well, Barbara, here there isn't any high ground. There is high ground, but they've got to get onto it, you know. But there's no hills or anything. It's just all flat country. And the Downs country, there's nothing there. Of course, they're on the rivers and the safest place to be, Barbara, is right on the banks of the river. And it's not as high as it can be. It's high, but it's nothing at this stage. But that's early days yet too, Barbara. Haven't had a lot of rain up on the headwater, but there's in between, so it's got to come down yet. And the red country, well, they're scattered around everywhere, little knolls everywhere, and alongside of ant beds and trees. But at this stage, they're safe as long as they can handle it now. If it sort of dries up a bit for a few days, a couple of days, so they can get around a bit and get a bit of a feed. But other than that, everything's we just sort of wait and see. We don't like to wish the rain away, but it's. It could go to someone else that hasn't had a lot. We've got a daughter down at Blackall there, at Longreach, and she's still feeding lick. There's no rain at all, so it's only in isolated areas, Barbara. Yep.
And you've got a son in the business as well, and I think you and he met the Premier yesterday. What was that like?
Oh well, I didn't even know he was coming, Barbara. I just sort of. Had a flight. I'm just going to go over there and have a look around over at his place, and he's going to hop in a shopper and go for a look around and see what's happening. Yeah, no, it's the same over there, Barbara. It's all the same. And yeah, no, he was they just sort of flew in to see what was happening to have a look at the situation. They'd been up the three ways up that way where there's a fair bit of flood water. And I didn't get a big chance, a lot of time to talk to him much, and I had to get going again, and it was great, and he had a good yarn with me.
And we heard his comments there about the BOM website. Have you been able to rely on it in recent times?
Well, Barbara, I don't know much about it. I haven't caught up with all the technology. I'm a bit long in the tooth for that, but apparently it's not as efficient as it used to be.
Well, what do you rely on for the forecast?
Well, I just have a look where the storms are going. But when it comes in like that, Barbara, it's just sort of, it's raining and raining everywhere. A bit of old style, just sort of follow the storms around and what's happening. But you know, when it comes in like that in a big front, Barbara, you have no choice, mate. It's just raining and that's it. Yep. Measure the rain gauge. That's about all I do.
And tell me what's on your to do list today.
Well, you can't get anywhere. You can't move. We've just sort of gone around and opened up all the houses and buildings to let the bit of air in, a little bit of, when I say, the mildew falling on it, and sweep out the gidgy bugs that attacked last night. I think we went to bed about 7:30 or 8:00. They just, you know, switch all the lights off and everything that's got a light on us all, and close up and sit quiet. And hope too many don't crawl over in the night. That's all.
Not a good start at all for you and others there to 2026. We hope things get better, Robert Curley, and thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Barbara. Thank you, and we'll talk to you down the track somewhere.
Sounds good.